The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Miss me? I have been gone a long time. Now you are missing me because nobody is skinning you alive, because Joshua is a lot nicer than me. But as you know, in September, I went to Canada with a chosen, handpicked team. And we prayed and released prophecies concerning Canada in Alberta in front of their premier or legislative building in Edmonton. The prophecy concerning Canada that was released is Canada is, yes, it's going to be dealt by God, but it will turn towards righteousness like United States of America. And it will start in the province of Alberta, then Saskatchewan. And Alberta and Saskatchewan will be followed by Manitoba and British Columbia and the Yukon Peninsula. Okay. And we prayed for Canada. They are the one who's going to determine their future. The day that I arrived from the Philippines in October 25th, there was a big gathering in front of the Parliament building in Alberta, one of the biggest crowd ever recorded, in which the people of Alberta and some from Saskatchewan and other neighboring provinces, they were demanding freedom. Some wanted to be separated entirely and be their own independent nation from the ruling class of the liberals, wicked politicians from the East Coast. This is the place, where the gathering place. This is where God sent us and instructed us to pray and release prophecy for the entire nation of Canada. Okay? So I heard that Saskatchewan, the province of Saskatchewan, already joined them. And a few days ago, Yukon Peninsula just elected their conservative premier, and they won 75% of the parliament seats. Changes, wonderful changes, are happening and are coming to the country of Canada. Okay? Canada, like United States of America, will turn around towards righteousness, and it will transform the entire North American continent. That was the prophecy. That's what the Lord of God gave me, I believe, in 2012. Okay? This is the beginning of the manifestations of prophecy when God told me that as soon as Erica graduates from high school, that North America will be my domain. When God said it will be my domain, it means to say that the prophecy was given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's not just for me, for Freedom Fellowship Church, for SAGMI, for the body of Christ, in which Jesus will be the Lord and King of North America. So I took action, and now we are taking action as a group. Our focus is praying and getting prepared for North America's greatest move of God. That is why teaching and prophecy concerning transfer of wealth and influence to have our, in order for us to have our own resources to obey the Great Commission without wasting time in raising funds is going to manifest. The transfer of wealth and influence is for influencing the entire world in every sector of society, and the wealth is for the financing of the Great Commission and for implementing God's ways of doing things here on earth in every sector of society. So look where we are at. right now. Okay? So few of those in the body of Christ are sowing in the kingdom of God. Majority are on the receiving side instead of giving side. And we're wondering why the transfer of wealth never manifested for centuries now is because the body of Christ are in the wrong place. They want to be on the receiving side, the manifestation side, without asking God to teach them his ways of doing things when it comes to stewardship and management. So this is going to change, okay? We spend so much money in raising funds just to obey God, and a lot of times it's for our own benefit. It is to establish our ministry. It is to improve and grow the church. I'm sorry. The book of Acts said that it is the Holy Spirit who increased the number of the church, okay? Not our own program. By then, we are operating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil instead of from the tree of life. If you operate in the tree of life, you are completely, totally dependent on God in every areas, okay? So this is going to change. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. So seed time and harvest will never cease. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. And unfortunately, we quote these scriptures during tithes and offering time, as if everything is centered towards finances, towards money. Okay? In the kingdom of God, there's seed time and harvest in everything. Okay? Let us go back to Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. What is reaping? Whatever you put yourself into, you're going to reap it. Try not to take care of yourself. Okay? The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. What is eternal life according to Jesus? That we may know Father God, His plan, His characteristics, His perfect will, and that we know that Father God sent Jesus to us. That is eternal life. Verses 9 and 10. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good at all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So, for those of you who use these scriptures almost every Sunday in every services, when it comes to taking up collections and tithes and offerings, you're missing 90% of God's intent concerning those scriptures and epistles. Many pastors have been deceived that these scriptures do not apply to themselves. And so, as many Christians, if I depend on you, radio listeners, to help this radio broadcast, this program will not have lasted for 14 or 15 years. It will not have lasted for even a month. If I waited to obey God, to go to the nations where He is sending me, it will never happen. Majority of those in the body of Christ, including most leaders, are on the receiving end instead of the sowing or giving end. Oh, yeah. Oh, our ministry is giving this and giving that. Yeah, that came from the people. Is there some funds that came out from you? I'm just asking. So, majority of those in the body of Christ, including most leaders, are still on the receiving end instead of the sowing or giving end. that this is going to change. Amen. I used to hold several prophetic conferences in a given year, training and business schools. I stopped several years ago. People who attended prophetic conferences, they only focus on one thing, their own personal prophecy. And what is heartbreaking is that they focus on the manifestations of the prophecy, but have forgotten and did not follow or even remember the instructions contained in their prophecy. All prophecies are conditional, body of Christ. They wait until it manifests and never did. So therefore, they come back to me and blame me for it. And those who waited and obeyed the instruction, many of them forgot about God. They didn't give him glory, and I didn't see them again until they got into trouble, and now they are demanding to meet with me, as if I prophesy to them, as if by magic that I can summon good things to manifest just because they wanted to, and it's because the will of God. No, it is reaping and sowing, body of Christ. For business training, people showed up. They wanted time for me to review what business they have. And after they demand me spending time with them, now they want me to finance their businesses, give them money, or ask somebody else to give them money. I already poured myself in giving training and instructions at the expense of my time and the expense of the team. And that stopped. I only teach prophetic school and business school now by invitation only, and I focused on the ministry team. And I started focusing on the young people. Time is of the essence. If you are not on the giving side, if you're not obeying the Great Commission, I will just be wasting my time and you're wasting your time. It's not going to happen, okay? If you have seed on the ground, good or bad, that's what you're going to harvest, the kind of seed that you planted. So the prophecy, the Lord had me released in September last month or several weeks ago for this year. This new season is a season of harvest. You and I will harvest all those we planted, good or bad, and we will begin to see the manifestation of this prophecy globally. Major shift and changes are coming to the body of Christ. You can quote scriptures all you want, but if you are not a doer of the word, your quoting scriptures or knowledge of the Bible will bring you nothing. Even the Pharisees and scribes and teachers of the law knew the scriptures. They knew the scriptures more than you do, but it did not do them a lot of good. Why? This is a heart issue. Obeying God is a heart issue. Obeying the Great Commission is a heart issue. Tithes and offering is a heart issue. If you're sowing seed in the kingdom of God, how? What is your attitude? How much and frequency? That is also a heart issue. Those leaders who have the spirit of Saul are being replaced by the Davids of our time. Unknown, nameless, and faceless people like David, but have the heart of God. This is coming. 2025 is the beginning of it. Okay? Also, what the Lord had me prophesied in Washington, D.C. in December 6, 2020, that judges, as in the days of old, are emerging, and the transfer of wealth and influence will accelerate when the Deborahs, the female judges, will also come up in the forefront. They will emerge. The Deborahs have been taking leadership posts in the military, in the area of finance, healthcare, government, in every sector of society except in the body of Christ. Well, they will emerge, and this new season, you cannot stop them. They will not be controlled by religiosity, nor be intimidated by nobody. Why? They are prophets who have close relationship with God, and so therefore won't be impressed by you, your knowledge, or power. The female Deborahs, like the judges, they will summon the military like Barak in the book of Judges, and these generals will come and submit to the authority of these female judges. I don't care what you do. I don't care what your doctrines are. Let me give you a revelation. This is a prophecy. You cannot stop this great move of God. Either set aside or you will be overwhelmed by this tidal wave of God's supernatural manifestations. And if you do that, you'll become irrelevant and your man-made doctrines, because the challenges and the opportunities that we're about ready to face require our absolute obedience. Devotion requires integrity to our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus will continue to be front and center. The greater work that Jesus had told his disciples is coming. Judges in our days will comprise of priests and kings, prophets and apostles, who will build the church of our Lord Jesus Christ in every sector of society in which our Lord Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2:20. I left for the Philippines September 28 after our Sunday service. While there and while in Canada, I was under the care of the doctor. But I went to the doctor so that I can make the Canada trip and the Philippine trip. And I told them that that is the most important focus on me, and I will not postpone this trip. I was physically weak and constant pain. But I knew that going to the Philippines is crucial for me, because God's heart is grieved and for the sake of the Filipino people. I knew and I was aware it's going to be a difficult and painful for me. But I saw in the spirit that things that are manifesting is so serious that I practically begged God to send me there. As long as it's okay with him, I know I will come back. Okay? Doctors are expecting me to land in the hospital in the Philippines because of my stubbornness. But I have a great physician who traveled with me. And the Lord instructed me to take two of my prescriptions. Both are painkillers. I left everything else. And I instructed our Filipino pastors, Freedom Fellowship Church, and ministers to start praying for their country. And I told them that in light in what is going on in the world, plus the physical challenges that I face and, you know, traveling 29 hours, it got old for me. So I warned them that this could be my last trip to the Philippines. I have a mission, a very important mission, and they need to follow God's instruction to the letter. I knew that the corruption, the wickedness, thievery in their government and even in the body of Christ have reached its fullness, and now the harvest is here. I want you to listen to me. Some of those in the leadership position, many Christians, harvest is here, okay? I said, quoting scriptures will not cut it. Holding on to the promises of God will not cut it. But this is a heart issue. Our obedience and our faith to our Lord Jesus Christ is foremost. But some of those that I discipled in Mindanao in doing business God's way over the course of several years have been applying God's principles in their businesses. So they continue to prosper. Two of those who just opened a restaurant 1.5 years ago experienced exponential increase. From 15 employees, now they employed 150 plus, and God continued to prosper them. They hold Bible studies and prayer time before the employees go back to work. So these two have taken the position in the kingdom of God as priests and kings, not priests or kings. They're one of the same person. They made sure that I am comfortable, and I told them not to expect any travel or anything. I just wanted to finish the training and the conferences and the ordinations of pastors, ministers. So I told them, do the preparation, don't miss any of the meeting, pray for the country, and I will pray for myself to get ready. They secured a junior suite for me, not just a room. It is the best room in that hotel, and they paid for it for 2 weeks. It's about $300 to $350 a day. Okay. And they held the 2 weeks conferences there with catered meals. And that was also expensive, and they paid for it. So all I need to do is to get dressed, get down on the elevator, push second floor, and take the microphone, start training them. The Pampanga training is far more painful and challenging for me, okay? But the team in Mindanao, thank you, Pastors Jason and Marianne, and Pastors Vaughn and Ian and JV and all of you for making this possible and making me comfortable, okay, while in Jensen. Okay. Our outreaches in the Philippines continue to grow. We continue to increase in number. And those who applied God's ways of doing things in the business continue to prosper. Now the transfer of wealth is beginning to manifest in the Philippines for those that have been found faithful. So now, probably by next year, Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries will be able to focus on the children and high schoolers in the region of Mindanao because we will have the resources to finance it and will start mentoring them in the Philippines. I'm running out of time. I mentioned earlier that corruption and wickedness in the Philippines among the politicians and spiritual leaders have reached its fullness. I always say that the condition of a given country is reflective on the condition of the church in that country. While there, 6 to 8 major earthquakes manifested, 2 volcanic eruptions, flooding in diverse places, and 6 to 8 super typhoons. Okay? While I was in General Santos City, 2 major earthquakes struck. One is 6.9 and the second is 7.4. Have you been in an earthquake? You have nowhere to go, no place to hide. I immediately commanded the earthquake to stop and lessen its intensity, and there won't be any property damages nor casualties, only minimal. There were only minimal damage in the city. Thank God, no casualties. On other cities like Cebu, hundreds died between typhoon and earthquake, and they're still uncovering some dead bodies. Major devastations on properties. Jesus prophesied of this in Matthew chapter 24, that there will be wars, rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes in diverse places, but the end is not yet. It's just the beginning of sorrow. We can intercede on behalf of the nation or nations. We don't need to wait for major calamities to come because God can listen to us to lessen the intensity of the typhoons, of the earthquake, like He listened to me and to the ministry team in the Philippines. Okay? Just like in Numbers chapter 16, verse 46 through 48, Moses commanded Aaron to intercede, to make atonement on behalf of a nation because they'll all be destroyed because of their rebellion. 14,000 plus have perished, but it saved the entire nation. And I'm running out of time. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.